maybe have a little bit less of a population base or a tax base to create state-of-the-art educational facilities are challenged to meet their objective. And, you know, the objective is to make sure that all the kids and the students, adult students, who have an ability to get the skills to participate in the local and national and international economy. At USDA Rural Development, we've been able to provide significant resources, not only for the construction of facilities on college campuses, but a lot of elementary schools, libraries, and other institutions where we've been able to provide grants and loan funds to another program that I think really bridges that divide between rural and urban resources. It's called the Distance Learning Technology Grant. And it's distance learning and telemedicine grants. We've been able in the last 3 years to provide over $85 million to community colleges, to hospitals, to other community centers to purchase the technology to make it possible for that institution to provide healthcare information technology, educational technology, so that places in more remote areas have virtual access to the latest information, making sure that students have that ability to take an AP course, have an ability to access a professor or a teacher who has the expertise in a particular field that they might not be able to locate in a more rural area. And that $85 million is just a piece of the over $824 million in total that we've been able to invest in educational facilities and technology.
Some people might be under the impression that when a student goes to a rural college, they're going to be learning about agriculture, that they're learning to become farmers. But it's much more broad than that, isn't it?
Oh, that's certainly the case. You know, the different community college systems and university systems throughout the country, they each deal with it a little bit differently. But you know, typically the college or community college or university in a rural area, it offers a broad range of courses to help that student, to help that adult get the skills that they need to meet the workforce demands of the area or to, you know, to have the skills to be able to move on, to maybe even a different place or a different area. Whether that's different types of business or healthcare, certainly that's a growing field. I see in a lot of community colleges now, more and more healthcare training jobs. And, you know, not to downplay the importance of agriculture and agribusiness, tech and training and education, certainly the land grant systems, many community colleges assist students in getting those skills.